It's been hard to stay on top of wage increases and employee expectations the last few years. Knowing when to grant wage increases and when to say no has been challenging. Talented employees are hard to find, and there's a finite amount we can spend on wages and still be profitable. It can be frustrating, really frustrating. Here's a case study on how not to handle it.
Running a service business can be hard. It is not unusual for business owners in industries like contracting, home repair, auto repair, business-to-business services like janitorial, IT and accounting, and many others to feel overwhelmed by all the priorities facing them at any given time. Between addressing the needs of the customers, managing the employees, figuring out the financials, and getting processes in place, feeling like you're making significant progress on your business journey can be difficult. Welcome to Service Industry Success, hosted by Brian Harding. Each week, Brian will look at real-world strategies for building the business you are dreaming of, while also sharing tactics to get through some of the most frustrating parts of business ownership with a lot more ease. Let's get started.
So let me start out by saying the reason I'm telling this is because it highlights a part of human nature I think we really need to pay attention to when we're in leadership roles, especially if we're the business owner. And I also want to preface this by saying, listen, I've done way worse things than what will be illustrated in the story I'm going to share. So this is not a thing where I'm trying to be judgmental. I just think it's something for us to pay attention to. Again, I've done worse stuff than this for sure. Probably in the last 10 years, 5 years. So this is not about like me looking down on people. It's a frustrating situation and it's easy to get wrong. And if we let this thing get a hold of us, I think bad things can happen. So that's why I'm bringing it up. And I just want to be clear on that. Like, I get the frustration I'm going to share here. And I also hope that we can all be aware enough of ourselves to not do what I'm going to share here. I just hope we learn a lot from it, honestly. You know, plus I've heard a version of this. I'm going to take basically like three stories and like condense it down to one just for time's sake and anonymity, of course. But I've heard this enough times to know that you've probably heard a version of this by now as well. So this is about a year ago. All the times I heard this was about a year ago. So things were harder then, probably, than now for most people to hire. It's starting to loosen up a little bit. We're starting to be a little bit easier to find people. You know, ads are being responded to. People aren't asking for 70% more than they were 5 years ago and whatever. So it's getting a little bit easier. But in this particular case, I was at a function. You know, there's business owners kind of milling around and whatever. And it was mostly business owners. There were some people in like leadership roles, but mostly business owners. And of course, again, a year ago, this is like, you know, spring of 2023, the topic of wages came up, employee wages, because it was a group of business owners and they were all struggling trying to find employees and keep employees. And we all know that over the last few years after 2020, like wages have just like, they exploded for almost everyone. So here's the story that was relayed, I should say, at this event I was at, this, you know, business owner gathering, whatever. Again, business owners and leadership role people there. Everyone was familiar with what was going on, meaning everyone could relate to what was being explained here. So here's how the story was told. An employee in a, you know, revenue producing role, leadership kind of influential, but not a manager, not a supervisor. But like a top technician, a top revenue producing employee, you know, maybe not the top. Let's say like an A-, B-plus kind of player, right? This employee gets like $1 an hour raise, like an annual kind of thing, or like just like a raise that you would expect. It may not have been annual; could have been like the employer said, "Hey, we can see that wages are growing for everyone. We're gonna give this employee $1 an hour raise," which I'm gonna guess probably would have been around a 5% raise, maybe somewhere in there. Maybe less, maybe 3%, you know. A couple months later, the employee asked for $2 more an hour. And this is where the problem began for the employer. This really pissed him off. Like, he was angry about this. Like, you know, feeling as if like he was already kind of overpaid. Like, you were already giving you like more than we should have, because like we didn't have to do this dollar hour raise until the COVID thing happened. And now we're already doing that. And now you have the stones to come and ask for $2 an hour more. It's like I'm trying to replicate the posture and the tone of this. But essentially, it's like, I'm pissed I'm already overpaying you because I have to in this situation. And now you want $2 an hour more. Like, this is crazy. But he paid it. And he was mad. And his whole point was like, this is BS. These guys aren't worth this much. But what choice do I have? And this was the sentiment. They aren't worth that much. But what choice do I have? So it gets worse. A couple of months later, a few months after that, the employee leaves the company, quits, and goes to work for a competitor. And now the boss is really pissed. He gave him what he wanted, and it still wasn't enough. All that guy cares about is money. He doesn't care about anything else. Selfish bastard. All he cares about is money. Well, I'll tell you what, I got him, by golly. And then he tells the rest of the story. The employee goes to work for Brand X for a few months. After leaving, after getting the $2 an hour raise, after getting the $1 an hour raise, but then the employee doesn't like it at Brand X. And the employee wants to come home. And he's hired. Again. By that same boss that was mad that he gave the $1 an hour raise, $2 an hour raise, and was mad that the guy left. The boss says, I'll tell you what. We'll hire you back. But you're not getting the $2. So he hired him back at the amount that he was paid before the employee asked for the $2 an hour raise before he left. He said, I told him that's what it's going to cost him for all my trouble. And in the end, the boss was happy because, as he said, I got to show him. And so, again, I get the frustration. I get like feeling powerless in a situation where you know, there's a lot of moving parts. Like, we can only charge so much. Our customers are upset where our prices are going up because everyone's prices are going up. And wage expectations are going up, and our materials, like, we can't even get a handle, like, a year ago, like, you couldn't even get a handle, like, what things were going to cost from month to month, especially things with, like, metals, like copper and stuff like that. Prices were, you know, very all over the place. I get the frustration, but it changed from being it changed into a very emotional thing. And that's the part I want to talk about in a second. First, I'd like to tell you how you can join my new group, which is called Business Tips. This is a place where you can ask any question you have about improving your business, your growth, your team, your processes, or your profitability. This group is for anyone who has a team of employees they lead, not just business owners. We meet twice a month on a recorded Zoom, and there's lots of other benefits as well. Go to joinbusinesstips.com to see what all is included. It's less than $100 a month. No contracts, no commitment. Everything's month to month. Again, that's joinbusinesstips.com. You can go see all the stuff that's included. I think it'd be a great fit for anybody who's listening to this podcast. I think it'd be a great fit for you, of course. That's why I put it together. It's like my entry-level kind of a thing. Again, no commitment, no contract, light lifting, never any homework, recorded calls. If you can't make it, you can watch them later. And it's a great group so far. All right. So here's the thing I think we should pay attention to. Many of our troubles in come down to a belief, which is correct in many instances, and is also untrue in many instances. And that belief is that our employees just don't care, which hurts. And it pisses us off. Again, like this guy said, all they care about is money. They don't care about anything except for themselves. And all they care about is money. And in this case, it was quote unquote BS. I'm paraphrasing there because this is a G-rated podcast. But I'm paraphrasing him saying it was BS that I have to pay these guys X amount of dollars per hour anyway. But here's the thing that I noticed at the end of the story. It wasn't BS when he got to bring the guy back for $2 an hour less. It was only BS when he felt like he was at the disadvantage, the employer, that is. The only time he was really upset is when he felt like he was at the disadvantage. When he had the advantage at the end of the story, no problem. It's not BS anymore. And I just, that stung for a few reasons. One of them is this. This is the exact behavior. I don't mean kind of, sort of. I don't mean close. I mean, this is the exact behavior. They got me and my partners to risk everything to start our own business. This is exactly the kind of thing that got us to literally say in my living room, I don't care if I become homeless. I will not work for that effing guy one more year. Again, I'm paraphrasing because it's a G-rated podcast. But those words were actually said in my living room by more than one of us. Because this is exactly the kind of thing that was happening. Now, I'm not saying that because anyone should care what I was thinking or what my partners were thinking. That's not what this is about. But I would be willing to bet my former employer would love to have the tens of millions of dollars that the company we started generated and the millions of dollars in company valuation that we developed. I'd be willing to bet that they look back and go, it would have been nice to keep these guys around. And there's countless stories like that. Entrepreneurship is full of stories like that. This is the kind of thing that gets people to start their own business. And I think we got to pay attention to that. And the reason why it gets people to start their own business, because it feels wrong. And I have a theory. I don't know, but I have a theory on why that is. We're going to get to that in a little bit. So, but one of the questions I think we should ask, or I would recommend that we ask ourselves in these kinds of situations, is why am I okay with having the upper hand when it comes to wages, but I get frustrated when I don't? And I don't mean like a hypothetical. I mean, like, this is a question I need to answer. If I had this position, like, I'm angry that the guy was already quote unquote overpaid at the dollar an hour raise, and then now I'm really upset that he has to get the $2, but I got to pay it. I mean, I got to be in business. I got to have employees. But I'm cool with it when he comes back and I don't pay the $2 now. Like, why is that? Why is it I'm okay not when things are in my benefit, but I'm not okay when I'm at the disadvantage? And I think that's an answer we got to really, if we're in that situation and we have that, that's how we think of this. I think we got to really be honest with ourselves. And it may not be, the honest answer may not be very fun to admit. And again, I'm not judging. Like, I get it. It's frustrating as hell. I get it. But we have to have an understanding of why we would approach it this way, I think. I mean, because, again, we're going to get into some stuff here in a few minutes. But I think that when I say ask ourselves that question, why am I okay having the upper hand about when it comes to wages, but I get frustrated when I don't? I think I really need an answer to that. I need to know what makes me go and how I look at this stuff, because I think it has broader impacts than just the hourly rates, right? So, of course, the honest answer might not be very much fun. And, of course, like, we always have to balance this with the knowledge that there's plenty of crummy employees out there who aren't worth what they're getting paid or aren't even worth being kept in the job that they're in. And those people have to go ASAP. Like, those people need to go. If we have somebody on our staff who that we think is not worth keeping, they got to go. Like, now. I'm a firm believer in that. I get that sometimes we have to wait a few weeks or whatever, but, like, keeping them for months and months at a time, that I don't think that's a great idea. And if we have people who are not doing a good enough job to earn the wages that we're paying, then we need to fix that. And fixing that sometimes means they need to go. And I was teaching a class about a year and a half ago to, again, another group of business owners, business leaders, similar, different environment completely. This is more of a classroom kind of structure. I was at an annual convention teaching a class, and this topic came up then. And one of the things we were talking about was, you know, how to hire in this era. It's different than it was 10 years ago. No question. And so the one of the people in this class I was teaching, there was like 120 people in this class, and he was frustrated that he was a smaller employer, you know, had 15, 20 employees, and he's competing against people who have hundreds of employees or at least 100 employees. And he's like, you know, this is just, it's not fair, and what are we going to do? And I don't know what to do, and we can't afford to pay it, but we can't afford not to have employees. And I said, well, you know, my advice is to, you know, figure out other things you can compete on. And he didn't really like that answer. And I said, okay, I'll tell you what. Let's look at it this way. Let's take for granted that the most important thing people care about is money, which I don't agree with, by the way. But I also understand in the post-COVID era for the last few years, money's been a bigger factor for people's job satisfaction than previous eras. So I'm willing to grant that. But generally speaking, before that, money never made like the top, more than like, it was like usually the third place or fifth place. I've talked about that before in this podcast, where Google did a really deep survey in like 2017, 2018, and wages was like the fifth most important thing to employees. That trend was like very consistent for many, many years. But I get that it changed some after COVID because rapid pay increases were being given out. So if you're the person who's everyone around you getting a big increase and you don't ask for it, like, you're the dummy. Like, I get that part. Anyhow, in this class, I said to the guy who was raising these questions, I said, let's just grant that money is the most important thing to all your employees, which I don't agree with, but let's just grant it for the sake of this conversation. If that's true, what are the next one, two, or three things that you want to compete on? And the guy didn't have an answer. And I think that's where the problem is. We don't have an answer on what else we want to compete on. And so when we don't have the leverage of like the wages being in our favor, it means more work for us. We have to figure out something else. We have to put more effort into this. And again, I get all that. I get that it's frustrating. I get that in this particular era, especially, this is a topic that's emotional for folks. But I would strongly recommend we stop having an emotional attachment to the wages we pay, especially if we're only upset when we feel disadvantaged. If we feel like we're overpaying, the question is always why? Why do I feel like I'm overpaying? if the answer is something like, it's just not fair, or I would have loved to make that much at that age, or I would have loved to make that much when I had only that little experience, or they don't deserve it. Okay, I think we're on a very unproductive path with those kinds of responses to the question, you know, why do I feel like I'm overpaying? If I'm comparing today's wages to what I was making when I started my career 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that's absurd. Like, that's crazy. And even if you adjusted for inflation or whatever, like, it's unproductive, because I think we end up comparing our worth to their worth. And I think that's a dangerous place to operate from, because I've never seen, personally, maybe they're out there, I've never seen a leader of an organization who operated by assessing people's worth that I wanted to work for. And I can name a number of people who operated that way, but none of them were people I wanted to work for. None. I always left. I guess my pattern of leaving those companies is proof that I'm not making this up. Like, so my point is, I don't want to operate on the idea of what people are worth. I want to separate out and be like, listen, we're all worth $1 million. I've literally said this to people that in companies I've owned and managed. We're all worth an infinite amount of money. You can't put a price tag on what a person's worth. This job, though, pays $73,000 a year, or whatever it is. This job pays $24 an hour. You're worth infinite amounts of money. I got it. But this job pays this. And I learned that from a couple of mentors of mine. And I've never had that steer me wrong. Again, easy for me to say sitting here, like many of these things, I get that. And I get that we're going to have emotional responses. And I get that we're going to be in bind sometimes where we got to pay somebody a little more than we want. We're comfortable because of their experience, but we got nobody else. I get all that stuff is happening. But generally speaking, I need to look at that. I need to separate those things and not be in a situation where I'm comparing my worth versus theirs. I don't ever want to be the guy telling that story at that get together where I was angry when I was at the disadvantage over the $2, but I was gleeful and gloating when I was at the guy with the advantage. I think that kind of approach will permeate so many things in the organization, and it will develop employees who really don't care. And it will foster the exact behaviors that we say we don't like, which is having employees who don't care. And all they care about is money. Well, if that's the kind of guy I'm working for, guess what? All I do care about is the paycheck, because that guy clearly don't care about me. And we can say that's fair or not fair. I'm just telling you, like, I've been the guy in that situation, and I left the company because of it. And I had a pretty high ranking position in that company that I left to go start my own business. But it was this kind of thing from that kind of boss that led me out the door. So I guess I'm just saying, you know, we face emotional situations that are frustrating, and I get that. And I don't begrudge anybody who has a negative reaction to that immediately, because we're human. But if that becomes the way we operate, and over a long period of time, that's just how we run the business, I think we're setting ourselves up for a lot of pain and misery, and making our lives really hard when it comes to retaining and attracting talent. So, anyhow, don't forget, go to joinbusinesstips.com to see all the benefits included in my new group called Business Tips. We meet twice a month on a recorded Zoom call, and you can ask any question you have about improving your business, your growth, your team, your processes, or your profitability. Just go to joinbusinesstips.com. Sorry, I goofed that up there. Joinbusinesstips.com to see what all is included. It's less than $100 a month. No contracts, no commitment. That's joinbusinesstips.com. As always, if you find the information I share helpful, please share this podcast with a friend or colleague you think can benefit from it. Of course, public sharing is also appreciated, but generally it works better. People actually pay attention more if you send it to them directly. So if you know somebody who's in a situation who can help or benefit from these kind of things we talk about, please share it. That's it for this week, and I'll talk to you all next week.